President Bush has signed an order approving the use of a special military tribunal that could put accused terrorists on trial faster and in greater secrecy than a criminal court. Such a tribunal has not been used in the United States since World War II. Joining me now is Jonathan Turley. He's a professor of law at George Washington University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So what's the difference between a civilian and a military court?
Well, in this case, it's a rather breathtaking difference. The military courts do have different rules as a general matter, but these tribunals will be significantly different even from military courts. That is, the administration has left it to itself to decide what rules would govern this court, including rules of evidence and proof. So this is less of a military court than a classic tribunal that we saw during periods like the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Does this raise any kind of constitutional issues at all?
It certainly does. It raises very significant issues. First of all, this court is going to be used for people who have been captured within the United States. Usually, criminal defendants, whether they're foreign nationals or citizens who are captured in the United States, have the full panoply of constitutional rights as everyone else. That's going to be a very difficult issue because this tribunal most certainly does not extend those same rights. There's also significant questions about the precedent, in my view. I just finished a long study on military courts, and the precedent that they're citing from World War II occurred before a number of very important Supreme Court decisions that reduced the jurisdiction of the military courts. And so there's considerable questions that are going to have to be answered about whether the administration has the authority to do this.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is this going to affect how people really view the outcome of a trial? Will it really be deemed credible?
I think, frankly, that is one of the most important questions. I think it's very hard for this move to be viewed in a positive way when it comes to the legitimacy and credibility of the proceedings. People abroad, and even people in the United States, will view this as something of a thumb on the scale of justice, that we have a series of federal civilian courts that have experience trying these types of cases. And after trying even terrorism cases involving the World Trade Center, we suddenly have this shift to a tribunal that seems more outcome determinative, more convenient. That's particularly of a concern because I think that everyone anticipates that the evidence that the administration will have against even people like bin Laden is strong in an intelligence sense, but not a legal sense, which creates a real danger for the administration that they could go to a trial and get a hung jury or an acquittal. And I think for many people in the administration, is a rather nightmare scenario.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jonathan Turley is law professor at George Washington University.